axe fell back onto her haunches and put her hands over her face. What had just happened? Had she been trying to kill the girl or save her? Not just any girl, of course. Her own clone. Did that make it murder, suicide, or fratricide? She suspected she would never know. "I'm sorry," said Master Satil, touching her lightly on the shoulder. "The shock killed her. With the right equipment, we might have..."
Axe shrugged her off and stood too quickly. Her head swam. She imagined she heard a voice from the far depths of her memory, weeping and demanding her attention. She ignored it. The gene sampler was exactly where Cinzia had indicated it would be. Axe crossed to it and stuck her hand into its diagnostic chute. The cold machine pricked her, drank her blood, hummed to itself, and then beeped inquiringly. Axe felt a brief moment of panic. The machine wanted confirmation of something. A password? A command phrase? A code? She remembered everything Cinzia had said in her final moments. She'd made Axe promise to save what was left of Lima Zandrit. Was there anything else she'd emphasized? Anything at all?
"Her daughter," Axe said.
The machine beeped confirmation.
"What does that mean?"
she asked the room in general.
"Do the hexes now think I'm her? Am I immune to them? Will they obey my orders now?"
Master Satil had no answers, and neither did anyone else. The way the fluid from the tank tugged at her ankles told her nothing she wanted to know. It had nurtured and smothered Cinzia at the same time, just like Darth Kratos had Axe herself. Cinzia had broken free the only way open to her. Axe hoped to have more options. There was just one way to find out how the hexes would react to her.
"Let's go get one and see what happens."
Chapter 45. Lorin was beyond surprise. After escaping the rain of artillery from the Paramount and riding the Skyhook all the way to the equator, it was with only a mild sense of concern that she felt the structure beneath her begin to drop. "What now?" Jop echoed her confusion.
"I thought this thing was taking off, and now it's coming into land. I wish the hexes would make up their minds."
The Skyhook lurched beneath them, and they gripped each other for support.
"This doesn't feel like landing," she said. "Something else..."
She didn't finish that thought. Every hex in the structure chose that moment to let go of its neighbor, causing the whole structure to slump and sag downward. She was suddenly riding an accelerating wave of individual hexes, not one solid structure. It was like surfing, but without a board, and a sea of molten lava instead of a beach at the other end.
"Hang on!"
she cried, as the wave of hexes carried them downward. Jop clung to her arm as long as he could, but the tide inevitably swept them apart. Lorin crouched down and gripped the leading edge of a single hex with all the strength of a prosthetic left hand, hoping to ride out the wave without tumbling or being crushed. The hex didn't object. It seemed utterly passive. That surprised her, but she didn't complain. It was just another surprise on the heels of so many. The torrent of hexes was sufficient to fill the crater that was all that remained of the former CI site. She flinched as a mass of red fluid rose up to meet her. But it wasn't lava at all. The bloody fluid came up to her knees, then stopped rising.